Every year, American Theater Magazine compiles a list of the most produced playwrights in regional theaters across America. And for the past 2 years, after William Shakespeare, that playwright has been Lauren Gunderson. Never heard of her? Chances are there's a theater near you that's performing a play by this 36-year-old San Francisco-based writer. Jeff London has this profile of Lauren Gunderson.
Playwright Robert Anderson famously remarked, "You can make a killing in the theater, but not a living." But Lauren Gunderson does make a living, a good living.
You don't get tenure as a playwright. But yeah, with the right amount of plays and the kind of consistent and creative collaborative partners in theaters all over the country, then yeah, there's a way to do it, which is shocking even to me.
Well, I think she's a great playwright.
Davis McCallum is artistic director of the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival in Garrison, New York, which did one of Gunderson's plays last summer.
Even more remarkable is that she's become America's most produced living playwright without having had a major New York City production. And I think that's because she's writing really good plays that speak to people where they are and that expand our idea of what's possible in the theater.
Yeah, here we stand in my room. Why?
We have that project we're supposed to do.
That's from a production of I and You at the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble in Pennsylvania last January. It's Lauren Gunderson's most produced play out of a catalog of 20. And even though it only has two teenage characters, it deals with big issues. The girl, Caroline, has been gravely ill, waiting for a liver transplant. And over the course of 90 minutes, she and a classmate talk about typical teenage things and poetry and death.
Okay. Rules number 1 through 400, don't be nice to me.
What?
Because when everyone is so nice, nice is fake. Everybody tries to make things upbeat and positive, and it's like, I'm not an idiot. I get what you're doing, and you're making it worse.
It was very important to me to explore a female protagonist who is very complex and isn't that very tedious word, quote, likable. And I always like to say, well, Hamlet isn't very likable when we meet him either, but but he's pretty iconic.
The play received its world premiere at the Marin Theater Company outside of San Francisco, where Gunderson's the resident playwright. Artistic director Jason Minidakis says part of the reason her plays are so popular is their intellectual bent. They often tackle historical, scientific, or literary subjects, usually with small casts, which makes them affordable. But he thinks the most important reason may be Gunderson's upbeat point of view.
It's a very optimistic perspective, and I think that's something that producers are looking to put in front of their audiences right now. There's a strong humanist streak in her, and there's not a lot of sarcasm or cynicism in her work. So for people who are looking for a counterpoint to a lot of what's done in the American theater, I think that's what she brings.
Lauren Gunderson, who grew up in Georgia, says theater is her church and storytelling her mission.
I specifically want to write plays that give a certain feeling at the end of them. The best I can describe it is something like hard hope. It's not easy. It's not all wrapped up. Everything's not glittery with free cupcakes for everyone. But you feel like it's worth going on, like you've learned something that makes you better. You've been through a hell of a lot to learn that thing, but you're better for it.
And the prolific playwright already has 5 new works in the pipeline. Next up is Natural Shocks, a one-woman play about gun violence in America. 60 theaters across the country will be presenting it this evening. For Here and Now, I'm Jeff London.